Confluence Director Helen Alton says Haines Art Fest 23 can help expand the local economy during a time where there aren't usually visitors in the area.
This is a time of year at the end of April when we don't usually have very many visitors. It's just before the cruise ship season launches. And by promoting this, we will add, hopefully, more visitors coming to Haines to start building a bigger, better community and an ability for our community to have more revenue coming in. So it's an economic development.
The 10-day festival celebrates various arts in the Haines area. Unlike other stops in Southeast Alaska, Haines is not known as a prime tourist destination. Alton believes that creativity and art can help change that.
You have to be creative. You may be starting your own job. You may be finding new venues. And for Haines, as a small, isolated community, we need to get creative about how we get our word, our name out there, how we get our products out there. We're benefiting more from some of these online art markets and Etsy. We have a number of our artists who are on Etsy. Things like that that really help promote our town and bring economic benefits to our town. So creativity, I think, is, and it's obviously of vast worth.
One of the events Alton wants to highlight is a showing of the film Journey to Attica at the Haines Sheldon Museum. The documentary is about a cultural festival of Northern First Nations people, including Haines artist Wayne Price. Price's wife, Sherry Price, says the film is an intimate look at life.
And it talks about seven artists that are preparing for this grand Indigenous celebration. It shows their journey. It's an emotional, kind of intimate look into their lives and preparing for this journey to Attica. It's Northern Indigenous culture. Mm-hmm. Singer-songwriters. There's a singer-songwriter in the film. There's carving. There's performers. A fashion show. Wow, a fabulous fashion show of Indigenous regalia and modern clothing. It's a great film.
Price is also starring in a one-night-only performance of the A.R. Gurney play, Love Letters.
Love Letters is about two people that like each other from childhood. They love each other, and they write once in a while. And as they grow up into their adulthood, one of them continues writing, and the other is, she writes back, but she's very eccentric. She colors outside of the lines, and he's not eccentric. He's very kind of by the rules kind of guy, and they're very different people, but they love each other.
The Confluence director, Alton, says this is a complimentary play to the art festival.
It is a wonderful show, very well acted and very thought-provoking, and it really talks about life and who we are and where we go with what our choices make for us, what happens to us with our choice. The roads of love. And what is love? Love is many different things to different peoples.
Alton says this is only the beginning for the Arts Fest in Haines and hopes more people participate moving forward.
We're looking for people to come to it and just be a part of
it. And enjoy it. Come enjoy.
Hopefully we'll have this beautiful weather and it'll be just a fabulous thing to do as part of our celebration of spring. And then we're looking for artists to help participate. We're really hoping to see some pop-ups, maybe things that aren't on our program, but people are like, hey, it's art festival, it's art fest, let's do something creative.
Following the week of art fest celebrations, Haines residents and visitors can continue the party with spring fling at the Haines Fairground. In Haines, I'm Brandon Wilkes.